Hey friends. So welcome today to the Creative Shop Talk podcast. Today we're going to be talking about why it's so important to be the creative CEO of your business, not just a shopkeeper. You're probably a creative first, a solopreneur second, running a creative business mostly by yourself. You're doing all the things. I know what you're doing. But you might be struggling a little bit to find time to work on the big picture, the overall things that are going to make your business grow. So if that's you, you're in the right place. We're going to dive in today, so stay tuned. Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast. The podcast is dedicated to helping creatives grow their local retail business. If you're looking for support to grow your beautiful retail shop and keep that creative dream alive, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Wendy Batten, and I've spent the last 20 years as an entrepreneur. I've run a profitable creative retail business and have successfully franchised my store, taught hundreds of creative workshops, and have worked with industry leaders in the creative retail space. I now have the honor to work with hardworking creative shop owners all over the world, inspiring and equipping them with the tools and strategies to grow their business. Growing a successful retail business doesn't have to be so difficult or so lonely. It's all about understanding a few key foundations, techniques, and mindset. Together, we will dive into what works and what doesn't, have some honest conversations, share strategies, and some secrets with those already doing it. Join me every week, and together, you and I are going to dive into what it takes to get more foot traffic in your door, more profits in your till, and more creative joy back into your day. Thanks for being here. Hey friends, so I'm so glad you're here. Today is such an important topic. We're going to be talking today about becoming the CEO of our business. Kind of a scary word sometimes for some of my retailers. I say that and they think corporate, they think they're not building a multi-empire with, you know, like Pottery Barn and the great big giant ones. So I want you to think about your business though, being you are not just the shopkeeper. You have not created just a job for yourself. You have created a business. So you are the CEO of your business. You don't have to have a hustle mindset to succeed in retail. I promise you. If you're tired of working 24/7 and just winging it, you're in the right place today. You've probably opened your store so that you could have a beautiful and intentional creative lifestyle. It's so possible. I promise you. The difference in achieving success as you define it, by the way, we all define success differently, is really by putting on that CEO hat. It's about thinking of our business like a business, not a hobby. So just for a minute, I want to ask you to go back to the time when you first created your business. I know you've been doing the hard work. I know you had a dream. You're creative. You know, I know how creatives' brains work. And I know that at one point in time, you designed this beautiful business in your head. And maybe you're in year one of your business. Maybe you haven't opened yet. Maybe you're just getting ready to open. Or maybe you've had your business open for several years. I want you to go way back and think about what you wanted at the very beginning. Why did you create your business? Just for a minute, I want you to take a little bit of time and think about it. What are the words that come to mind? So for me, it was freedom. I wanted to be able to use my creativity to give me a little more freedom to become a corporate dropout. I wanted to maybe you want to make a little bit more money to help with your family. You know, maybe you just need to feed your soul and get out of that corporate world or 9-to-5 gig. You know, something, there's a reason that you started this business in the very beginning. And I want you to go back and think about that. And I want you to think about whether you're there or not. You know, is it yes or is it no? Is that where you are? I will tell you the key thing, and I hope you are, by the way, I hope you are where you want to be. But if the answer is no, it's not exactly shaping up exactly like you thought it would be, I want you to think about how we can make that better. And that is my mission for this podcast. And that's what my mission is, to always help retailers. I want you to find that dream again. So I want you to think about a little tiny bit about taking control of your business. And I know, and it sounds really great, right? I sound like, oh, that's so easy just to take control. But I promise you, I want to help you get there. And that's by putting that CEO hat on. And you don't have to call yourself the CEO. You can call yourself the queen bee, the head honcho, the chief creative, whatever makes you think of being the boss, not just an employee of your business, but the CEO, the person, the visionary, the leader that you are, the leader that you need to be to create a bigger and better business. And bigger and better, it doesn't mean more money and, you know, the big corporate thing. It means, you know, to go back to that whole reason that you started that business in the very beginning, to get that freedom, to get more money for your family, whatever that definition of success is for you. So on today's podcast, what I wanted to do is give you a few tips, strategies that I like to use, part of a framework that I use with my clients, my creative shop owners, to help them get in the right headspace and do the right things, I guess, to put that CEO hat on. So first of all, I wanted to tell you that this is like a muscle you need to build. It's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to become the CEO overnight. You're not going to, you know, you have to start where you are. The second thing I want to mention is don't compare where you are or your backstage to everybody else's front stage. I love that. I think Michael Hyatt was the first one to mention or to talk about front stage, backstage, or that's where I first heard it. But let me explain that a little tiny bit. A lot of us look at other people and we think everybody else has their stuff together. You know, they're looking at other people's front stage. Let me tell you, as somebody who works with a lot of retailers, the backstage is a hot mess for a lot of people. You're not alone. So if you're thinking, you know, and when I say the backstage, what I mean is, you know, how the business side maybe of your business and the front stage being more of, you know, what people see up front. What are they, you know, the store might look good and be good and, you know, everything's pretty and like you might be looking at somebody's social media and their store and you're thinking, wow, they really have that all together. I'm here to tell you that not everybody's what it looks like going on in the front stage is doesn't mean they don't have a bad backstage, I guess is what I want to say. I have yet to meet anybody in entrepreneurial life that has everything together on the backstage. I'm racking my brain right now. I'm trying to think of somebody who has everything 100% tickety-boo on the back end. So I want you to know that you're not alone if you're struggling in a certain part of your business or maybe in the whole back end, and that's not uncommon. So I just want you to remember that. And, you know, everybody's idea of success as well is different. I touched on that a little bit earlier. Your idea of success might be just working a few days a week, selling some certain volume of furniture or paint or whatever. And, you know, that's enough for you. You don't have any, you know, that's totally, and I have other retailers that, you know, their definition of success is, you know, they want multiple stores with 100 employees. So everybody has a different idea. Your definition of success is not wrong, no matter what you feel like it is. Some people might laugh at my definition of success. I sold and franchised my store, ran away from home. We sold a big home and moved, and I live in a tiny little cottage. And it, you know, that might not look successful to some people, but I feel very successful. We have an intentionally designed and built creative life that we want to live. So your definition of success and my definition of success and Susie down the road, her definition of success or anybody's definition is a personal thing. So I want you to remember that. I also want you to remember to start where you are, as I mentioned earlier. Just layer on education, layer on what you're learning, layer on habits. Habits don't happen overnight. We all know that. I wish they would. I really wish. I wish you could say, I want to be more, you know, conscious of time or something. And, or, you know, I want to exercise every day and be healthier. But it's just like working out. We're going to start flexing those muscles. We're going to start just getting in the habit of, you know, let's use the analogy of going for a walk every day to get healthier. You know, I have been on I started a health journey. I got off the path. I stopped doing it. I'm back on it. And, you know, if I walk 2 or 3 days in a row for 15, 20 minutes or half an hour, and then I eat healthy for 2 or 3 days in a row, that doesn't make me super healthy. It's the right path and I'm working towards the right path, but I still need to keep working at that path. So it's the same with business techniques and business training and being the CEO and getting these habits. You just have to keep going at it, keep practicing, keep flexing the muscles and your business muscles. So I just want to encourage you again to just keep at it. And knowing is half the battle. I think understanding that you are the CEO and that you need to flex these muscles, or you should flex these muscles, or maybe you might want to. You can do, you do you. But so I'm going to give you a few ideas of what we use for the framework that I use for my clients, and some habits that are really, really good to get you into that CEO mindset and frame. So the first one is mindset. You really need to acknowledge that you are building this beautiful business and you are the leader. It's not just a job. Guys, it is not just a job. This retail business that you're building, and we are so fortunate. We are in such an amazing, we're not selling widgets every day. We get to sell products that we're passionate about. We get to explore our creativity. We get to talk to amazing customers, sell beautiful products. So we are so fortunate, and we can build this clientele. We are in a great position. But the next step of that is to make sure that you're acknowledging that what we are doing is running a business. So we step outside of the, you know, the busy work that we're in all the time, and we have to remember to look at it like a business, not just our hobby. So I often say a hobby mindset equals hobby profits. So think about that. I'll say it again. A hobby mindset equals hobby profits. And we don't want that. We want to have business profits. So we don't say, you know, that we're not out to make $1 million, or maybe we are out to make $1 million. And your success may not involve, you know, making tons of money, but we are in business and we are here to make a profit. There's no reason to be in business if you are not looking to make a profit of some sort. If not, it's just an expensive hobby. So we do too much work for it to be an expensive hobby. So I want you to start acknowledging that you are the CEO, queen bee, head honcho, chief creative, whatever you want to call yourself. And that is the first step in becoming the CEO, is acknowledging and being of the mindset. Or a second idea or way to move ahead as being the CEO is to never stop learning. This is such a key thing. We all started as a hobby. Most of us started as a creative hobby. You know, maybe you have some training, but you took training in that. We learned and we grew, and, you know, we understand the skill sets. So with the never stop learning, I mean, even, you know, about your skill, your, you know, your creative skills, we should be, you know, staying on trend with our businesses. We should be seeing what's coming up in the, you know, in the retail trends. We need to know what's coming up in even the, you know, if you're a paint retailer or creative, your DIY products, the workshops that you may offer. We need to keep our skill set up so we can never stop learning. That also goes to business skills. We need to keep layering on new business skills. Maybe you need to learn how to send out emails. Maybe you need to learn Canva. Maybe you need to learn, you know, different products. Maybe you need to learn your bookkeeping or your accounting. There's all these things, and I don't want you to get overwhelmed with them. We just layer. We just figure out what we need to learn, and we learn something new. And I want to remind you, you're never going to be done learning. I feel like every time I learn one little nugget of something, there's like a bigger nugget on the other side of that. Like this one, you know, somebody says, oh, you know, this is a really great maybe trend or something, or, you know, something's going on. And you just sort of step into that and you look around and you're like, okay, I got to learn all these other things. But that's okay. That's what being an entrepreneur is about. That's what being the boss is about, being the CEO. We just need time to learn these things all the time. So never stop learning. You're probably never going to master it. I will take, just think about your creative skill set that you have. I don't know, like, you know, even a pianist or a great artist, they're always learning and practicing their skills. I can't remember which famous pianist said one time, you know, just a couple of days of not practicing or not playing, and it was a really famous one, and it escapes me now who it was, said that he couldn't go a day without practicing, or he could tell that he was, you know, down a level. So we need to keep practicing our skills. We need to keep learning. They often say what got us here won't get us there. So if you're trying to grow your business and level up and be a better CEO and a better business owner, we need to keep learning. What got you here won't take you there. So let's keep moving. So number three is, this is a big one, and I feel your resistance already, but it's really crucial that you build time into your schedule to do the CEO level work, or the training, or the creative practice to keep your levels up. Business development and time into your business development and taking time into your creative development is crucial to your business growth. I already feel you pushing back. I don't have time. I hear that all the time. My retailers are always saying to me, I don't have time. I don't know, where am I going to fit it in? We are going to be talking, just heads up, we'll be talking about this on a future podcast in a couple of episodes, and I'll be sharing some time management tips. But you do need to build time. You need to put in some time to plan for your success. Like, if it means you have to get up an hour early, I'm so sorry, my friend. I'm so sorry. You have to be working on CEO level work, working on things that matter, and knowing how to prioritize what does matter and how to do that. And so we will be talking about, you know, looking at your schedule and looking at what could you have and other people do for you. Are you spending your days doing, you know, $10 tasks when you should be doing high level business tasks like marketing and promotions and, you know, business development? That's where your time should be spent. Cleaning the washroom at the shop or washing brushes and stuff. Although I know it's important, guys, I totally get it. There might be a way around that, and it might be better off. Your time may be better off spent working on your business. So you need to build time into your calendar. On a side note of that, if you are just thinking, well, I'll find the time in my calendar, that's not going to happen. You have to, if you can't put it on paper, you're never going to find the time for that. So make sure you put it on the paper, like look at your schedule and figure out a time and schedule it and stick to it. Make a date with yourself and have a CEO date and build that time into your schedule. The fourth tip that I'm going to give you today is knowing what success looks like for you. We talked about that at the beginning a little bit, but really, I would love to see you sit down and plan out, and what does success really look like to you? I'm going to be 100% honest with you and tell you that I didn't really know what success looked like for me when I remember talking to one of my first coaches and mentors. You know, she said, well, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm like, I created this beautiful business. My store was really busy. Customers were coming in. I didn't even have budgets, or I didn't know how much money, like how, she was like, how much money do you need to make? I'm like, I don't know. Well, how many days a week do you want to work? I don't know. I don't know. You know, what type of revenue streams do you, I don't know. Like I did know. I mean, I was really busy, but I was so in my business that I hadn't actually taken time to plan where I was headed and what did I truly want. Back to that question of, you know, why did I get into business? What do I want? So taking a little bit of time to know what success looks like for you, it's super important. I call it the dashboard or the guiding light to know where we're headed. And that actually helps, you know, your family. It's going to help your team, your employees, everybody around you. If you have a plan, then everybody knows where you're going. And of course, we'll be talking about that on future episodes as well too. So those are just four quick, maybe not quick, but four things that you can do. So acknowledging your mindset, never stop learning, building time into your schedule, and knowing what success looks like for you is so important. Those are just four tips. I have more CEO habits and tips for you and strategies for you. I actually have 10 on a file that we've done for you, and it'll be in the show notes. And you can find our show notes at wendybatten.com/podcast. So there's 10 tips there. We'll have those in the show notes for you. I would love, love, love to encourage you to just have a look at those and see where you can apply different things. First of all, number one important thing is having the mindset that you are the CEO. You can so totally have a beautiful, intentional, creative lifestyle. You can get where you want to go, my friend. I promise you, we can get people in the door. We can get all the things. I know you need more, you know, more time for marketing, more time. We can do all this if we start at the beginning. And the beginning is thinking like a CEO. This is where all of the fun is going to begin, actually, at the Creative Shop Talk podcast. All comes from us thinking like a CEO, being the CEO of our business. And I promise you that, you know, you deserve a beautiful business, and your success as a retailer is going to be bright. So thank you for being here. Again, you can find the show notes at wendybatten.com. I would love, love, love if you would leave us a review as well. We are just getting going here on the podcast, and I'd also love to know what type of podcasts and information you would love. So you can reach me at wendybatten.com and on the contact page. I would love, love, love to hear from you as well, and let me know where you are. What you could even share with me over in the Rockstar Creative Group, which is my group where we're going to continue the conversation on this. And I would love for you to leave me a comment and let me know why you got into the business. And if anything, any of your takeaways from here, you're able to action on this week. So thank you for joining me, my friends, and we'll see you soon. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.